Blog Talk Radio.
So everybody put your hands together like this. That's it, we're gonna have a good old church. Can I hear a little guitar? A little guitar, please, come on. A little bass. He put money in my pocket. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He done freed up the fix. This is your 666, and I am your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil, back in the house, back in the place where God told me to sit my tail and be still. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. If he is for us, who can be against us? Oh, come on, come on. Talk to me tonight. We're going to have church. We're going to, listen. We're going to give praise and honor to the greatest man in history. We're going to talk about this great king, this great king, this sacrifice, the person who sacrificed his life, gave his soul for us, gave up all he had so we can live. We're going to talk about the greatest man in history. And listen, and if you don't know who he is, let me try to help you. Let me try to help you a little bit, because he has no servants, but they call him master. He has no army, but the king feared him. He had no degree, but they called him master. He never went to medical school, yet they call him a healer. Woo, good God Almighty. He won no military battles, yet he conquered the world. He wore no crown, but people call him king. He committed no crime, but they crucified him, even though they buried him. Still live today, because he lives in you, he lives in me, he lives in you, and you. God is good. If you don't know who I'm talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory to God. We're here at Joe Fix 66 because God seemed fit to give us a brand new fix. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, I don't know about you, but I've been missing church. I've been missing declaring and decreeing. I've been missing the grace and the glory falling down on us. I've been missing all the fellowships. I've been missing the breaking of the chains and the breaking of the bondages and the breaking of the curses and the generational curses. I've been missing church, and I ask God to allow his people to feel his presence again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To feel his presence right where we are. Listen to me. I need you, wherever you may be at, to find a quiet place. I need you to, all your distractions, put down your phone, turn off your TV, put down the games, whatever is distracting you. If you're driving, pull over to the side of the road. If you're at work, turn it up a little louder. If you're cooking, put on your dancing. Listen, God is going to move in this place on tonight. We're going to have church. And listen, I'm going to do something different. This is a new fix, a new season, and God is doing a new thing. So without further ado, listen, get to that place. I'm telling you, because he's about to move, and I'm going to do something different. I'm going to ask Brother Smokey Norfolk to lead us in prayer tonight. Amen.
And they would call the old deacon down, and he would just go to praying, an old school prayer. Father God, I come before you today. Head bowed and body bent. Lord, I want to thank you that last night my bed didn't become my cooling board. And oh, God, I just want to take a minute to tell you thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you that you kept me when I didn't know how to keep myself, God. And I thank you that you never left me, and you've been with me every step of the way. Lord, if nobody else brought a thanksgiving in their hearts, I just want to tell you, much obliged, sir. I'm so grateful. I'm grateful for every day that you brought me out. I'm grateful for every moment that you wrapped your loving arms around me. I'm grateful for every time you regulated me and kept me in my
yes,
right
hallelujah.
Mind.
Hallelujah.
I'm grateful.
Yes,
I'm
Jesus.
Grateful,
yes.
Grateful. Lord, I'm so grateful right now. I just want to tell you thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for food on my table. Thank you for clothes on my back. Thank you that I got up this morning and I had a roof over my head. I remember how we used to say, I woke up this morning with my mind and it was stayed on Jesus. And Lord, I don't need no rocks crying out in my place.
Yes,
but
yes.
Lord, you've been so good to me.
Mm.
I cannot tell it all. Thank you for deliverance. Mm. Thank you for salvation.
Mm.
Thank you for being my way maker.
Mm.
Thank you for being my burden bearer. Please, please, please. Oh, please excuse me while I check off my list. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you for shielding me. Thank you for protecting me. Thank you for bringing me. Thank you for lifting me. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for raising me up, God. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you've been a way maker. Lord, you've been my rock in the weary land. Lord, you've been my shelter in the time of storm. Lord, you've been my way maker. You've been my rock. You've been my redeemer. You've been my strong tower. You've been my everything. Oh, Lord, I thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, I just came to ask you to have mercy on us. I just need you to stop by the sanctuary today and touch those who are sick in their bodies. Touch the man, the woman, the boy, or the girl that came in with confusion or emotional depression. Lift them up and restore unto them the joy of their salvation. Lord, I just want to take a minute and make our request known. We need the Holy Ghost to make himself visible in this house. Send a glory cloud that sets down on every section, every row, and every seat in this place. Send your glory that liberates our thinking and reminds us of who we are and whose we are. Send your power that gives evidence of our confidence that our God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Lord, we thank you in advance that you're sending a fresh wind that's about to sweep through this household, and as a result, bloodlines are going to be put back on track. Finances are about to be changed around. Joy is about to be restored. Peace is about to be reinvented. Thank you, Lord God, that the glory cloud is already descending. And as a result, nobody in here is going to leave the same way that they came. I plead the blood, 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 the blood. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I make a case against the enemy. Satan, you gotta release us. Satan, you gotta let our families go. You gotta let our children go. You gotta let our minds go. You gotta let our finances go. I plead the blood. I plead the blood.
Yes, Lord.
Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord.
Yes, God.
Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. We tarry before you, Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. And when we get to the other side of it, Lord, we promise to turn around and make this declaration that this is the Lord's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just marvelous in our eyes. But because we know who we are and we know whose we are, we don't have to wait for our section to catch on. We don't have to wait for the people on our road to catch on. I don't need somebody else to validate what I've already believed him to do. So in advance, this is just for the real faith walkers. In advance of the job, in advance of the new house, in advance of the financial breakthrough, in advance of the healing, in advance of the restoration, in advance of the increase, in advance of the elevation, in advance of the new business, in advance of the new territory, in advance,
yes,
we release a praise that makes the devil mad.
No.
We release a shout that makes walls fall down. We release a praise. Open your mouth. In the future, you look better than you look right now. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. I said, let everything. Y'all act like you're not breathing. You ought to thank him that you got breath in your body, blood flowing through your veins, heart beating in your chest. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Let the redeemed of the Lord shout glory. Let the grateful people shout thank you, Jesus. Let everybody that's expecting God to do incredible things shout, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Shout three people high five and say, I'm going to get mine today. Oh. Yeah, 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 yeah. Push somebody on the other side and hear their weed check just a little bit and say, I told you I'm going to get mine today. Sound the war cry. Hey, 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 oh Lord, hey, 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 my Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. I got to be connected to the anointed, amen, glory to God. We say in Mount Carmel International Church, the program is subject to change, amen, glory to God. This is not, we are just not fixed on doing things. We got to move when the Holy Spirit moves, okay? Glory to God. At this time, we will have our scripture reading by yours truly, amen. And I will be reading from Psalms 24, starting at the first verse, amen. When you have it, please say amen. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwelleth therein. For he hath founded upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek the face of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in, who is the King of glory. The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. I really hope and pray that the prayer today and the anointing is moved in your heart. There's some breakthroughs going on in your life right now. I hope that your faith level has risen. Amen. Glory to God. I know I just feel rejoiced. I feel refueled. I feel like the Spirit has just did a hula hoop in my life. It just keep going around and around. I'm like in the middle of that hula hoop. It hasn't fallen to the ground. It's like protecting me and shielding me and guiding me and moving me. Amen. Hallelujah. Our text for today will be Isaiah chapter 61, starting at verse 1. And we're going to read down to verse 4. Amen. Glory to God. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me unto bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prisons to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint them unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Amen, amen. How many has truly been sent by God? And if you're sent by God, do you know what you have been sent to do? And if you know what you've been sent to do, are you doing what you were supposed to be doing? Amen. How many people have you been leading to Christ? How many people have you told of the goodness of the Lord? Amen. Do you really know who you are? Do you know that you're God's messenger? Do you know that you're God's evangelist? Do you know that you're God's servant? Do you know what you're called to do? See, Isaiah knew he was God's messenger because he said it in verse 1, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. Now, if he anointed you to preach and he didn't anoint you to sing, you shouldn't be trying to lead the choir. If he anointed you to lead the choir and not lead you to preach, you should not be trying to preach. You should not be trying to tell the pastor or the bishop or whoever your leader is what they should be doing. We have to get back to knowing our lane and respecting the offices in the church. The offices are designed in the church for a purpose and for a reason. We are all called with a purpose to do a job. Amen. Isaiah, his powerful message and his faithful ministry have taught and guided so many people over centuries. And it's great for a person to know that God guides their life because it gives you a sense of meaning. If God has called us to do it, how many people get up throughout the day, call someone just to pray with them for no reason? How many people hear from the Lord throughout the night, break your comfortability, and go downstairs and pray? Go downstairs and fast. Go downstairs and study. Go downstairs and read. All these things we need to be doing so we can still go back to those our laws to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. There are still people mourning. Look how many people we done lost over the last year. Do you don't think their families are still grieving? How many people have been to the hospitals? How many people have been to the shelters? How many of us have knocked on doors as ministers? It ain't always at the church door. I mean, knock on doors. How many people has just walked the streets and just talked to the homeless? Listen, the more we minister, the more the word get out. The more the word get out, the more people know about the goodness of the Lord. The people won't know about the goodness of the Lord if we don't tell them. They're not searching for it on the TV. They're not searching for it on the internet. They're sure enough not searching for it on social media. God has called us. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon us. He has anointed us to preach the gospel. To preach the gospel. The gospel is the truth. No covering it up, no disguising it, no trying to hide this, no trying to, I'm going to preach about this, but I ain't going to preach about this. You're going to read the whole, I got to believe the whole Bible or none at all. Amen. God is good and God has called us to do a work. And I believe that this is working season. This is working season. If you don't work, you don't get a check. You don't get a check. Your bills don't get paid. Your bills don't get paid. You get put out. So if we don't work, somebody's not getting a spiritual checkup, which means they're going to be left out in the cold. They're going to be left for a pit of hellfire because they don't know the goodness of the Lord. They don't know how to be led to salvation. They don't know how to be led to Christ because we're not doing our jobs on a daily basis. Yes, God has some people fasting for weeks and months, and God has some people on assignments, but whatever your assignment is, you should be doing it. When we take on those anointings and we take on callings, there is a job. If you have to pick up your phone and just call on a daily basis, that's ministry. If you're calling and checking on people, how you doing today, how you feel today, brother, how you feel today, sister, it ain't always the church door. It ain't always with the big bullhorn out on the corner making a scene. We got to go to each and every person. It's just like this vaccine that the president is trying to give everybody to keep them alive. We got to give everybody Christ to keep their souls alive. We got to give them the word of God to keep their souls alive. We got a spiritual vaccine in us, and it's called the anointed word of God. Amen. Because guess what? Even when you're going through your storm, you know, yesterday, First Lady did a sermon, and it's been in my spirit to just say this. The title was, "Hey You, Get Off My Mountain." Half of the lost souls don't even know that they have a mountain. They don't see the enemy coming. They don't know the enemy is right around them. They don't have spiritual eyes. They don't have spiritual ears because they have them. Excuse me. They have them. They just has not been activated by the word, by the teaching of God's word, by the intercession prayers, by the Bible studies, by the fellowships, the love, the compassion, the serving. That word was a great word because even for us, we got to know who's up there on your mountain. Everybody can't go up on my mountain. If you wasn't there when it was a hill with me, you sure enough ain't going to be up there with me if it's on my mountain. I need to be up there with Jesus and anointed folks. I need to be up there that people can pray me through and I can pray them through. I need to be up there with people who can see me, testify to me. I can testify them. I can rebuke them. They can rebuke me. We got to keep this thing truthful and real, because when the storm comes, and if you don't have nobody to lead you and help you through the storm, you just might drown, because we try to do it by ourselves. So if we have issues, you know the people that are lost have issues. Amen. Glory to God. Because I'm just going to go over to the book of Acts real quick, chapter 1, verse 8, just to read something. Amen. Because I just want us to get an understanding that this is the word. It's not something I made up. This is the word. Amen. This is the word of God. Chapter 1, verse 8 says, "But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you." And that's a lot of y'all operating in the Holy Spirit. Is powerful, mighty. All the glory is all over you, but you have a spirit of laziness. You have a spirit of procrastination. All that power, all that anointing, all that God has put upon you is just sitting there doing nothing. It's almost like a waste. It's like having a big old library full of books and knowledge, and you never open up one book. The Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all of Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. You shall go places that you never dreamed that you shall go. But God is not moving you and taking us to these places. You know why? We're not doing it right here. We're not doing it in our own backyards. Why would God just pick you up and take you to Africa, take you to Jerusalem, take you to South Carolina, take you to Florida to do a ministry, and you can't even do the ministry here? We won't even do the ministry that here. Matthew 28. Go with me real quick. This is the word. I don't want nobody to think I'm making nothing up, because this is what we, not you, we, myself included, this is what we ought to be doing. There shouldn't be nobody in our neighborhood that do not know we are ministers and operators and pastors and bishops and ministers of the gospel. That we are kingdom servers. We are Jesus servers. We rise and grind for Jesus on a daily basis. We have to rise and grind for Jesus. Like you rise in the morning and grind for that check, and you rise in the morning and grind and do whatever else you do. Unless in your God is that green thing in your pocket with all them funny faces on it, you know, them presidents. Or if your God is that thing parked outside with all them funny wheels on it. Or if your God is that person that lays next to you with all the muscles and the good hair and the green eyes, then that's what you serve. But if we serve in God, the Most High, the creator of all earth, seas, skies, everything, he has called us to do a work. We should be workers. We are workmen of the gospel. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus paid a price for us to do this work. Amen. This just didn't come. He paid a price for us to be doing this work. Verses Trump chapter 28, verses 18 through 20 reads, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you." I didn't ask you, I commanded you. "And lo, I am with you." So stop being fearful. Stop being scary. "I am with you always, even until the end of the world." He said, "I am with you." That's a global vision. And if you ever wondered what God wants us to do with our life, that verse, that scripture just painted a clear picture. Amen. Because the Lord commands everyone who commits to follow him to teach all nations. Our vision is to be global, global. Our eyes are to be on reaching the world for Jesus. In other words, this thing is bigger than us. Amen. Obeying such a command may seem beyond your reach, That's because you don't believe and trust the power of God in you. That's because you don't trust the anointing in you. It's time for us to rise up. It's time for us to walk in our anointing. It's time for us to know who we are. It's time for us to believe who we are. And I'm saying this because the First Lady always tell me, oh, honey, if you ever just get who you really are, oh, if you, when you start walking in it even more than you walking in it now, oh, my God. So I start believing it. And it's not a hype, and it's not an ego. But it's a calling from the Lord, my God, who saved my life, who saved a wretch like me, an old dope fiend, lying, crook, stealing, no good, no trustworthy, just bad, just evil person, and raised me up. He can do it for anybody. And because he has done it for us, he expects us to do it for somebody else, because he has impacted us with power, wisdom, and the Holy Ghost to do it, and the anointing to do it. But we got that lazy spirit and that procrastination spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. But keep in mind that it is not beyond God's reach. And we may seem like it's beyond ours, but it's not beyond God, because Jesus promised to be with us. He promised to be. If Jesus is walking with us, oh, my God, there's no such thing as fear. We read that at the beginning. If he is with us, who can be? If he is with us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus promised to be with us, even in the smallest way. In our smallest way of thinking, in our largest way of thinking, of influence to affect positive change in the world. For him, not for you, not for us. We're to do this for him. Hallelujah. Do you remember the last time you was in a storm? When you was in your storm, what did you do? We'll be back.
Amen. Everything.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. If you're tired of going through your storm, if you're tired of going around and around in circles, if you just can't take it no more, and you just need somebody to impart into your life, or allow us to assist you, allow us to speak into your life, allow us to pray for you, allow us to come and assist you to break through and come through your storm. You don't have to be in a storm by yourself, and you sure enough don't have to go through it by yourself. We're always available, mci2621@yahoo.com. We'll pray for you. We'll answer any questions you have. Take your selections. We'll be there to fellowship with you. Anything that you want to ask, you can ask. We have Apostle Callum McNeil. We have myself. We have Bishop Thurman Butler. We have Lady T. Listen, we are ready. We are fully equipped with the anointing of God. We have on Sunday mornings Apostle Callum McNeil of MCI Ministry Radio and Mount Carmel International Church service, the one and only Dr. Callum McNeil, 9 a.m. on Sunday morning. You have myself, Pastor McNeil, your fix at 6 on Monday evenings at 6. The Undisputed Champion on Tuesday, Bishop Thurman Butler of Undisputed Truth Ministries. For him to be a champion in Undisputed, he has to train. He has to study. He has to read. He has to fast. And one of the reasons he is a champ is because he has someone to work out with, and that is Lady T on Wednesday with her weekly word workout, amen, of Undisputed Truth Ministries also. That's why they're undisputed, because they're training, they're fasting, they're praying, they're giving, amen, glory to God, hallelujah. And Friday we have Pastor McNeil also with your music of inspiration, praise and worship, and our Friday fruit, which is a word that God allows us to speak into each other's life. Amen. We are available for questions. If you have a request for a song, if you want to know something about the Bible, if you have a question for any of these ministers, mci2621@yahoo.com. Email us. We will correspond back with you. I promise you that in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. I'd like to thank everyone on MCI Ministry Radio. You're doing such an awesome job, and I know that the Lord is pleased. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Back to our word. Amen. Glory to God. Because if you like to have your vision expanded, now God has just given us some information. If you want, see, those are the people that are hungry. If you want your ministry, your vision, whatever God has put in you, if you want to expand it, you have to pray that God will show you, not me, not the person next to you, but God will show you, amen, that God will show us the way that he would like for us to begin teaching all nations. He didn't say the city. He didn't say the backyard. He didn't say the country. He didn't say the neighborhood. All nations. He leaves no one out. So if God is raising us up to teach his word and teach his ways to all nations, we all have to be on one accord with him. We have to follow his commands. We have to walk in a certain way. Perfect we are not. That's not what I'm saying. Oh, but there's some things. There's some sacrifices. You might not be able to go bowling when everybody else is bowling. You might not have to be able to eat that barbecue when everybody else. You might have to fast that month, that week, that weekend. Because those are the ingredients that impacts our anointing and our power. Fasting, reading, praying, and giving. Giving of yourself and giving of your first fruit. That's between you and God. I'm not going to get into that right now. But those things will move mightily in our lives for change. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Man, listen. Perhaps we can pray about changing our attitude. Some of us, we just have attitudes sometimes. Some of us, we just don't want to do nothing. Some of us just had a bad attitude. But God is working in your life. But that part, we just don't let go. And that's the part that might just be hindering you. Amen. Instead of just having a negative attitude, just begin to have a more positive attitude, a little more positive force at work. Spend more time influencing the lives of other people and even your family members who don't yet know the Lord. And that's what it's all about. Even participating or and anticipating in a long-term ministry trip. You know, my wife, we always like to, well, I don't care if y'all go, everybody can go. We love to go to Sandy Coles. We love the water. We love hearing from God. And married couples, I'm not trying to tell you how you live your life, but it's something about standing on that dock, holding hands, praying together, and feeling the anointing come and fall on both of you at the same time, empowering your anointing, empowering her anointing, empowering your gifts for to be able to hear, see, and say, thus saith the Lord, walk in strength. We got to be able to fight the enemy. If we can't fight the enemy, we can't fight for those who are still lost. We have to start going back to those holy places. We have to start spending more time with God. This is the breakout season. God is waiting for us to break out of the norm, break out of tradition. And see, there's going to be some that stay in the same place that they were 20 years ago, 6 months ago, 8 years ago. And then there's going to be some that keep on moving and moving. And those are the ones that you see God leading their lives. God has called us to do a work, not to walk around with our chest stick out with 80 plaques on the wall and 16,000 degrees on the wall. You know what I'm saying? Glory to God. Jesus didn't have all that. Jesus didn't have no degree, and they still called him master. He didn't have no degree. He did the work. He did the suffering. He did the fasting. He did the praying. He did the sacrificing. Those are traits that we have to take on as leaders to be effective in the kingdom of God and be effective in soul winning. It's about soul winning. Hallelujah. If you're a Christian, you're saved and called by God. We are commissioned. We are commissioned. God of the universe has personally called us into his service. He has called us purposely into his service. Listen, if we read this, just change the word. Okay, let's go back to chapter 61, verses 1 through 2. We're just going to change a few words just for the sake of trying to get my point across. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord hath anointed me. Put your name in that spot. Amen. To preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent you. Put your name in that spot. Amen. To bind up the brokenhearted. To proclaim liberty to the captives. There are people who are, listen, mentally unstable. Those are spiritual handicaps. If prayer warriors come together, we sacrifice. Those things could be broken. Those things can be broken. God has given us power to break things like that. He's just not giving you power to lay hands on yourself. He didn't give you power to lay hands on the next bishop or the other pastor or the other deacon. He gave us the power to go out and be fearless. Listen, glory to God. Hallelujah. This is not a beat down service. This is not a beat down teaching. This is something to try to help us all. This new season, this breakout season, there's going to be some changes in the kingdom of God. There's going to be some changes, and some people aren't going to be where they are because God is saying, I done gave you time. And we just do not get it. We don't get it. Amen. We do what we want to do, when we want to do it, how we want to do it. I don't feel like doing ministry today. I ain't going to that church to preach. They only got six people. I don't need this. I need to be in a big, for what? Can't even see little demons. You can't even fight your own personal demon. But you want to be in a Broadway show, you should go to Hollywood. Hallelujah. God has given us too much power for this to be going on in his kingdom. Amen. There's a scripture in the book of Ephesians. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be what? Able to withstand in the evil day. Wow, I see them now. And having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Amen. And your feet shall be the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to what? Quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. That's it, the word of God. That's the sword. Praying always with all prayer and supplication, where? And the Spirit. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And for me, utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that then I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. He gave you permission. There's no more time for these timid Christians. Oh, I'm not going over there. They gangbang down there. Oh, them drug addicts down there. I'm going over there. I don't want to be bothered with them old people. All they do is eat pudding and pass gas. I don't want to smell their breath. We got so many excuses. But guess what? Them excuses will run out. Amen. Those excuses will run out. God has called us to do a thing. Called us to do a thing. And if he called you, you will get it done. Oh, you're going to get it done before you leave this place. Well, he's going to move you out of the way. And I don't want to be moved. I want my rightful place in the kingdom. I don't know about you, but I want my rightful place in the kingdom of God. Amen. This has been your Fix It Six, and I have been your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. I hope that we got something out of this. I hope the Lord is pleased with this, and I hope that we can come together and fellowship one with another and move for the building of the kingdom of God and move for the glory of God, that our lifestyles become a place where God can be proud, that our lifestyle, that our vessels will be cleansed of all impurities, that our mindset and our thoughts will be pure and loving and caring and kind, that everything about us will change for the goodness of the glory of God, for the building of the kingdom, because we are the light in dark places, and people are ready and dying, and they need to see a light. They need to see hope. They need to see somebody and are willing to help them with nothing, no hidden agendas, just because God called me to do this thing. I am a servant of the God. I am called to do this. This is what I shall do. This is my Christian lifestyle. This is the way I shall live from this day forth. Amen. I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to play a song. Please don't leave. Father God, we thank you for what you have already done. We thank you for the atmosphere and the space that you have given us to preach, teach, and hear your gospel. God, we thank you for what you have allowed us to do. We thank you for keeping us and covering us through this day, God. We thank you for the time that you have given us in this 24 hours of space, God. Father, we love you. We need you. We adore you. We praise your name, God, because we are nothing without you. Oh, graceful and merciful God, thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your favor. Thank you for your keeping power. Thank you for giving us another chance. Thank you for breaking everything that was on us that was not like you, God. Father, we thank you, Father, because if your son, the servant God, your son who had a ministry to serve God, he gave his life so we can live, God. And we thank you for that sacrifice. Show us, God, how to live. Show us how to sacrifice. Show us how to teach, preach your gospel and give you the glory in doing so. Show us how to change our attitudes, God. Show us how to not procrastinate. Show us how to not be lazy, God. Show us, God, your way and not our way. Show us how to get out of the way and let you take charge, God. We love you. We adore you. We need you. We can't do this without you, God. We need you, Jesus. Please keep your hands on us, God, and show us how to change. We've said this thing in Jesus' name. Amen. And here's our song.
Angels in heaven.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory to God. This has been your Fix 66. And if you have Jesus, the fix is in. Good night and God bless.